Activists say very few victims, especially children, are ever found once trafficked. Dr. Sheheda Omar, director of the Teddy Bear Clinic, which helps trafficked children, says victims are becoming younger. She says the most common age of children being trafficked is between 10 and 14. A 13-year-old girl in Heidelberg was almost trafficked by her stepmother, who runs a Bible study group. Her father spoke to Times Live about how his daughter was saved from the lion's den by an undercover policeman. He says his girlfriend, the stepmom, sold his daughter for 30,000 rand, but what she did not know is that she was selling her to an undercover policeman.
And she put the money in her pants, because she was always wearing pants. And I don't know, according to what I find out, it was 30,000 rand. What happened is, my daughter looked at her and she asked her, "Die geld?" She said, "Money, worry." And the next moment, they bought a packet of cigarettes for her mom, and they went out. And when they went out, the police came in. So my daughter ran away inside the shop. They bought that Pakistan shop. The Pakistan asked him, "What's going on now?" So now we're from the police. So this man that also gave her the money was also police, because of police stuff. And after a while, I heard it all happened at the pawn shop.
The Heidelberg father says his girlfriend and her mother hired a gunman to kill him.
I heard by that woman, the man that has to kill me. You can see it's also written in there. That you had to take me out. He went and got hold of the police, and the police helped him. So this protection people is the walks that I heard. I don't know if it is there. I don't know, but it's a child protection unit. So they came, that's what happened. They came and caught her and so on. So she went out with the police. Afterwards, I heard she wanted to sell my kit. I think it stands in the paper also for 40 million rand. And that she wanted to kill me. She would have given a bloke, I think, 10 million or something like that.
He explains how he met the stepmom.
My wife left. I got divorced from my ex-wife. Now you lonely. My kid was staying with my daughter. Oh, just for friends, I ask other bloke, does he know about somebody? He says yes. And that's how I got hold of her. She came from the East Rand. She comes from Boksburg. That's where I went and visited her. She was staying by other people, other men. She and her mom. We got involved with each other. And it was good friendship, everything. I mean, she liked my kid a lot.
He's now putting his faith in the judicial system.
Afterwards, you know, when you started, after it started to sink into you, when you, start to get angry and furious about the whole system and why it happened, and, you know, sometimes you feel like you're to blame. That's how you feel. You feel you to blame. So I'm not sure. But like I said, I left it to God. And God must not punish them. All right, they get punished by the state, because this is a state's case.
This is just one among numerous attempted human trafficking cases. Fortunately for the 13-year-old Heidelberg girl, she was rescued before leaving her area, but the trauma will stay with her forever. Still, she was more fortunate than the 50 Ethiopians, including 4 children, who were rescued by the hawks and police from a house in Johannesburg. The neighbors speak.
Every time when we came here, there were cars coming in and out, coming in and out, coming in and out. But we never noticed that there were people here. They never used to like stay for minutes and even few hours. The Pakistanis were renting the house. We were all shocked. We were all shocked because we never even thought that so many people could live such a small house. Yeah, because there were so many. Yeah, there were very many. When the police came, they were also shocked. They were also young kids. Yeah, young teenagers.
But those people were small hank. So you take them from Ethiopia to here. I don't know how much per head was sell them for other shops.
How many people were in the house?
That takes in Kwantam was full day. those people. Okay. More than 50.
These cases are before the courts. Interviews by Graham Hosken for Times Live Podcast. Ambulelan Nonyukela.